Father, I know you hear me when I pray, so I thank you that you touch us in a special way and show us more of who you are and who we are in you and who we are together. Thank you so much for this moment. This moment is totally, directly dedicated to you and only you. So we're focused on you right now in this moment. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew chapter 16. What we'll talk about tonight, I think will help you in your personal walk with Jesus, with the Father, with Jesus, and with leadership. I know that Apostle has, Dad has, I'm saying this for a reason, has way more to offer than we're receiving, all right? Are way more to offer than we're taking benefit from. I feel the same way about Jesus. Amen. I feel the same way about the Father. I feel that there are levels of identity that we're not scratching the surface of, and so we don't seem to be getting the results that we should. Amen. Amen. If we be true in the house of God tonight, we can realize that we are not producing as much as we know we should. Amen. I cannot get a loud amen. If we be truthful in the house of God tonight, we know that we are not walking in the things of God like we really should. We're good people, so it's not saying anybody's bad or good. That's never been the conversation. But I think that there are levels. Everybody say levels. Yeah. I think that there are levels that we're not scratching, and sometimes we don't scratch that level because of our perception, because of the way that we see things, because of the way that we relate to things, the way that we relate to the Father. Is he a punisher or is he a blesser?
He's a blesser.
Okay. Is he a warden, right? Or is he a loving father that loves you no matter what? See, we learned a lot in church. Amen.
Amen.
We learned sin before we learned love. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We learned what not to do before we learned what to do. Amen. We learned that there was a hell to shun. And it's hot down there. And you don't want to stay in that fire for eternity. Sometimes they done scared the hell out of us. Amen. We was at the altar just because we started sweating. But our perception of the Father, what is your perception of the Father? What is your perception of Jesus? What is your perception of Jesus and your relationship with him and his relationship with you? What do you see about you and him together? Like, what's really going on in this relationship that we got? And even in that, now it relates to my relationship with my leader, with my apostle, with my spiritual father. What is my relationship? What's going on here? What are we doing? And so we'll get some clarity. Matthew chapter 16. And this is a familiar scripture. Once again, I always say, don't meet me with your revelation. I know you done read it before a million and one times, but we're not here talking about what you talk about. Amen. Verse 12, and they understood, they how he had made them aware of the leavened bread, but before the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, what we have here, to give a little context, everybody say context.
Context.
Remember, if you don't have context, you'll never make contact. It'll never hit you home. You'll never understand what's going on if you don't have context of what's going on. So here we are now in the story, and now they're coming from another place on a boat. Jesus had just multiplied bread and fish and fed all these people. Y'all remember that story?
Yes, sir.
Now, he just did this. Mm-hmm. Now we're on the boat. The disciples complaining about who forgot the bread. Jesus couldn't understand why y'all talking about who forgot the bread, because if you give me a few crumbs, we'll multiply this thing all over again just for us 13 to eat.
Yeah.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes,
so now Jesus is wondering what is going on in your head to the point to where you just totally disregarded what I just did in front of you, made something out of nothing. Are y'all listening to me? You totally disregarded me, and now you're back. We just left a miracle. We just left a miracle. An amazing miracle. All these people, we just left, and now some kind of way we're back on the ship, and you went back to your carnal mind. You went back to your limited mind. So we just left, though. Matter of fact, not only did we just leave, not only did I multiply the bread and multiply the fish, but I put it in your hands to pass out, so you knew it was real.
Amen.
But right after the miracle, everybody say miracle.
Signs,
wonders, Right after the miracle sign and wonder, they went right back to the old way of thinking. I found out that the miracle signs and wonders ain't going to be the things going to change people. Yeah, there's a scripture in the Bible. Jesus said the people started following him because of the miracles that he was doing, but he shut himself off because he knew what was in man's heart. He said he didn't entrust himself to them because he knew they was just there for the show. They was excited because of what he was doing, but they really wasn't trying to change who they were. Jesus' whole goal and everything that he says and everything he's doing is for you to change your personality, change what you understand about you, change what you understand about what the Father said about you. That's the whole plan. It never was a hoopla or a show. So here we are on the boat, and they went right back to their lack of understanding, right back to their worry. They up in there discussing, fussing with each other. Who you forgot the bread? No, you forgot the bread. Well, you were supposed to bring the bread. You were supposed to bring. Jesus sitting there like, I mean, and the Bible says there's a lot about Jesus. Said when he understood it. So then Jesus started talking about unleavened bread, and they think he's talking about the bread they left. So now we're in verse 12. In verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, and here we go, whom, everybody say whom. Come on, say it again, say whom. Come on, say whom. He didn't say what, he didn't say why, he didn't say how, he didn't say no other word, he said whom. We don't use the word whom right now. A lot of times we take the M off and we say who. Everybody say who. All right, so who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Y'all seeing that? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. So now they know all that. They know what all the men say. They got it down pat. John the Baptist, Jeremiah, Elijah, all them, they got that down pat. What men saying. And he said unto them, watch this, he's going to ask this again, but he asked in a different way. But he said unto them, but whom say you that I am? Right? Because now you done told me what the men said. So now I got to agree. I got to find out if you agreeing with the men or do you know me better? Listen to me. Now I got to find out if you going with the wave, going with the motion, going with the religion, or do you know me for yourself? Because who do you say that I am? It's personal now. We ain't asked what the men said no more. Because what the men said don't matter no more. What you saying? Do you know? Well, you know, such and such told me he spoke a word. I asked what the word they spoke over you. What you saying? He said to them, but whom, it's whom again, say ye that I am? And Simon Peter, a wild boy, right? A wild boy. Simon Peter was a wild boy. Always talking up, amen. Answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now here's Jesus. So now Peter calls out the identity. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So now he says, the Son of Man is the Son of God. Yeah. Right, he's putting it together. Because Jesus asked who they say the Son of Man is. The Son of Man is the Son of God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus goes off. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. And I want to slow it down because it's really saying that thou art Peter. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter. I got to say it right because I read it so religiously all the time, but I got to slow down to say it in the right context. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. You too, Peter. Yeah. Right? You Christ too. Yeah. And upon this rock I'll build my church. He's talking about building on you. Building on you knowing identity. Building on you knowing my identity, which means that you know your own identity. But I can't build on you if you don't know that I'm you and you me. Yeah. If you don't know the Christ in yourself, I can't build on you. It's always going to be somebody else that got to do it. And the gates of hell should not prevail against it. And Jesus goes off because he's excited now. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, thou shalt bind in heaven. Y'all done heard that scripture before. Amen. Can I get it loud? Amen. Y'all done said that before. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he charged the disciples that just tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Don't reveal my identity too early. Matter of fact, don't even go around here trying to say that because they're not going to understand it. Because the Father had to reveal this to you and y'all been walking with me. From that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem. Now watch this. Now I'm sharing you some. Jesus starts to share some intimate things with them because they're personal now. Everybody say personal. Come on, say it again. Say personal. Say it aloud. Say personal. Now we're personal. You ever got real close to somebody and things got personal? You ever spent a little time with somebody and now you're no longer an acquaintance, but we have a personal relationship. Right? So when we get personal, now the conversation gets a little different and I begin to share some things that maybe I couldn't share with you before because we're personal. Everybody say personal. Come on, say it again. Say personal. Show his disciples, in verse 21, how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. So now he's sharing with them, okay, listen, I'm about to give y'all the real plan. This is what's really going on. Everybody think something else? This is what's really about to happen. Are y'all with me? 22, verse 22, here comes Peter, the same Peter that said, the same Peter. It's the same Peter. Then Peter took him. Oh, no. I started imagining how this went. So Peter grabbed Jesus by the arm. Come on. And began to rebuke him. Come on. Come on. Use your imagination a little bit. The audacity of this man. I know we'd have been over there. You'd be, let my Jesus go. You better let him go. You better unhand my Jesus. He didn't grab him, took him, and began to rebuke Jesus, the one he said he knew, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. So here you go. Can we get some context? I'm explaining it for a reason. So now Peter then sit up here and took Jesus and walked him off and say, now you better quit talking that noise. Ain't nobody gonna kill you. Stop talking crazy like that. You know better than to say that somebody gonna kill you. And then Peter was really scared because he knew if they were coming to get Jesus, they were coming to get him too. We make it all, he's really trying to save himself. Like, no, Lord, they ain't going to kill you because, you know. Rebuked him. It's a strong word, rebuke. Began to rebuke him. He's trying to correct Jesus. Correct Jesus. Verse 23. But he turned and said unto Peter, what's the next five words go? Get behind me, Satan. It's a big S. So he really was trying to say the name. He called him Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense. Same Peter. Peter, thou art too, Peter. You know Peter, thou art a few scriptures over, right? You know a few scriptures back, thou art Peter, thou art, and upon this rock I'm gonna build a church upon you, because then I'm gonna give you the keys and all that stuff. You can bind it on earth and bind it in heaven. That same guy that he's talking to right there just immediately became Satan. And thou art an offense to me, for thou savorest not the things that be. The things that be, everybody say be. Thou savest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. So now you've gone back from being personal with Jesus to being impersonal with the Father. And now you're trying to, you go all the way back to be impersonal just because you're trying to save yourself. He called a man Satan. That's tough. Now, get behind me. It'd have been rough. It'd have been a nice rebuke if he said, get behind me, Peter. Stop talking to me like that. But he called him a whole Satan. It's pretty serious. He's trying to get a point across. Listen to me, he's trying to get a point across to us because he knew we were going to read this, that Peter really didn't know who he was. He took a good guess and got somewhat of a blessing for it. But he ain't really know him, because if he knew him, he knew he was going to have to die. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody say personal.
Personal.
And so we have a tendency, listen to what I'm saying, and I know the Bible, I understand the Bible, and what I do, the Bible's a story about me, so I understand that the Bible, I'll find myself in those scriptures. I don't be reading stories about what other people are doing. I see what they're doing, and I saw, oh, I did that too. So here, there I go, let me fix that. Right? And I find myself in Peter sometime being impersonal with Christ. I kind of know him, but I don't really know him like that. right? I kind of know about the things that he do and the miracles and all those great things and what people have said, but it has not become personal to me. Everybody say personal. Personal. Come on, say it again. Say personal. Personal. Come on, say it again. Say personal. Personal. It has not become personal with me. So I heard the Lord say this today that a lot of times there's a bunch of peas, but the Lord used my dad like this. And so because he used me like this, sometimes he used me as a lot of words that start off with the same letter. You ever heard a pastor do that before? Well, it just happens. And he said a lot of times people are so caught up with the position and the possessions that they miss the person and the purpose. Wow. Listen to what I'm telling you. You got to listen to me tonight. We are so caught up with the position and so caught up with the possessions that we miss the person and the purpose. But the position and the possessions are only products of the person and the purpose.
Come on, sir.
They're only productions. Mm-hmm. Listen, miracles, signs, and wonders are only a physical manifestation of the heart of the Father.
Amen.
It's not the end all be all, because they was doing tricks. They had other sorcerers doing tricks. Huh? Yeah. They had other sorcerers in the book of Acts doing tricks, doing some magic. That's what you're looking for. No, it's not about all that. It's about the heart. It's about being personal. So now I'm going to say it again. Sometimes we view the position and the possession so much that we miss the person and the purpose. And not only do that here, I keep saying dad right now, because there's this power in father and son. Not that there's not a power in apostle. I understand that, but I got to make it personal with me for a minute. We've got to get to the point to where we understand the person. Watch this. We have to understand the person of the personality of the Father, understand the personality of Christ, understand the personality of our leader. Listen, the person, not the position, but the person. See, the power is in the person. And it flows out through the position. But the power is in the, I don't know if y'all hear me. Are y'all hear me? If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it a little loud. If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Am I going a little too fast? Are you hearing me? Amen.
Amen.
The power is in the person. It's in the personality. Sometimes we try to have power in principles, but we don't connect it to a person. There is no principle of Jesus in John. In the first chapter of John, and it's important that he said it like this. He said, the word, watch this. He makes a statement. He said, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So now the Father's trying to get us from having this abstract word of this word sitting on the Bible on your dresser, or this word sitting somewhere else, to let you know that the word of God is a person. It's an alive, walking person. I'll prove it to you, because in the beginning he said, let us make man in our image, and then he made man. That's a person. He said it before he made it.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm telling you. And so we miss out on the power because we're trying to walk in principles without the personality. I say it over and over again. Everybody wants the Messiah, but they don't want all Jesus.
Wow.
The whole thing. Peter doing it right here. Peter right here doing it. Peter said, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. That's a great answer, ain't it? Yeah, you the Christ. There we go. But then when he started talking about dying, I'll follow you everywhere you go. Oh, will you? I'm submitted, apostle. What, are you? Because when it's time to get crucified, and when it's time to put my life on the line, and it's time for me to jump in front of the bullet and take the lick. You know, remember Jesus talked to the woman that was about to get stoned? He said, he without sin cast the first stone. The most powerful thing about that, I don't know what you think about, the most powerful thing about that is the position that Jesus was in when he did it. He was standing right there with the woman in gunfire. In other words, if they'd have started throwing rocks, Jesus would have got hit too. So I'm not going to tell you from a distance, hey, he without sin cast the first stone. Y'all better not throw them stones at her. No, I'm going to stand with her. Everybody say personal.
Personal.
So things get real personal when you know the Father, when you know Jesus as a person, when you know his personality. He's not just a savior. I'm not just somebody off in the distance, but he's personally right here on the inside of me, and this becomes my personality. So we miss the power. We miss the power because we're looking at everything else. We're looking at his miracles, and oh, we want the miracles. The miracles only are a response of the person.
Amen.
It's only a product of the person. Everybody say personal again.
Personal.
I've got to take it personal. I've got to make it personal. My relationship with Jesus, I have to make it personal. And here's how you say, well, my relationship is with Jesus personal. I'm a Christian. No, no, no. That ain't enough. Well, I go to church. Well, how many people go to church? That ain't enough. Let's get all the way personal. Let's get all the way personal and start taking up the cross. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself.
Yeah.
Deny who?
Himself.
That means you got to deny you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He not going to deny you. You got to deny yourself. And then he not going to give you the cross. You got to take it.
Yeah.
It becomes personal. It becomes a personal search. Now I'm not looking for the power coming out the sky or something. I'm not looking for all this other stuff to happen, but now I'm taking it personal so that personally I change and my character becomes the character of Christ. Right? So when I say in the name of Jesus, I start to mean it now. Amen. Listen, when I say in the name of Jesus, I begin to mean it now. It's no longer a tagline to my prayer, but I'm really talking about in the character of Jesus how I'm praying. Like, I ain't looking for nothing else, Miss Joanne. I'm looking for what Jesus wants right now. I ain't really praying this because of what I, not my will, but thy will be done. I ain't really praying this prayer because, no, I'm praying it like Jesus because I want whatever Jesus wants done, that's what I want done. You got to die. Take it personal. Peter here can't take it personal. He can't take it personal. I'll follow you everywhere. Come on, have we heard that before? I'll follow you to the ends of the earth. Heard that before. But then when it's time to do something that you don't want to do, the same Peter, this is the same Peter, this ain't a Peter bashing service right here, but the same Peter said, I don't even know who you are. He said, ain't you one of the ones that walk with him all them places? We saw you in Bethlehem last week. Wasn't you the one holding the baskets when they was feeding the fish and stuff? He get the cussing. I don't know who he is. I don't even know that man. Now you done lost your personality. You done forgot your Savior. Just because you got a little threatened to death. Peter don't know if he'd have got up on the cross with Jesus, he'd have got up with Jesus. You think Jesus would have let him sit up there and die? After you've been brave enough to walk all the way with me? You've been brave enough to go all the way with me. Oh, that's a good word. You've been brave enough to go all the way to the crucifixion with me. That's a good word right there. That you've been brave enough to come all the way with me. You think I'm going to let you die? I'm talking to you right now. You've been brave enough to come all the way with me. You think I'm going to let you die? So Peter's nervous now. Because now this thing is a little too personal. You know, y'all know when sometimes it get a little too personal. When the spirit get to moving and discernment get to popping off in the church, we get to duck it because we don't really want him at the house. Like, I'm gonna go to counseling, I'm gonna tell the apostle the part that I want him to know. We ain't gonna talk about that other stuff, and ain't nobody judging, but we ain't gonna talk about the other stuff, although that stuff gives context. Huh? You really get personal, you can give help personally. So now it's calling for too much from me. I was cool when the accolades were going on. And when I told you what you're going to be able to do. You'll get saved, the blood of Jesus is going to deliver you, and you're going to be able to bind things in heaven and bind things in earth. And I'm going to give you some keys. And ain't nobody going to be able to stand against you. Woo! Praise the Lord. We're going to shout all over the church. And then what I'm going to start saying after that is, all right, so listen, this is what we got to do. This is how that's going to happen. This is how that's going to happen. Like, you want the keys, and you want, look, this is how that's going to happen. We got to die. Now we want to grab somebody by the arm and start rebuking them. Now I want to say, now you wrong about that, apostle. You wrong about, he was right about all the others. The blessing when you was shouting in church. He going to bless you. He going to bless you. He going to come through for you this weekend. Come on, the Lord ain't going to never fail you. You was, hallelujah, we want those. Yeah, that too. The other stuff too. Everybody say personal.
Personal.
Come on, say it again, say personal.
Personal.
Say it again, say personal.
Personal.
See, we got to get past all the everything else and get personal with this thing. Getting personal with Apostle is showing you how to get personal with Jesus, because he's our representation here. Showing you what you're supposed to look like. Are y'all understanding me? But if you get caught up with the position and get caught up with the possession and get caught up with all everything else, you'll never understand what's going on personally. A lot of times we don't, I'm saying we, everybody say we. So I'm including myself. A lot of times we don't change because we don't allow ourselves to get personal. We got a cutoff line. I'm only going this far. I ain't going no further. Yeah, we ain't talking about that dying, crucified with Christ stuff. We ain't talking about denying myself and giving myself up. We ain't talking about, that's a little too much. Now you're in my business. I didn't expect a lot of amens tonight. I'm going to say amen, Montrell. I ain't expect a lot of them tonight, because sometimes I like quiet church. Whom? He's asking whom? He didn't ask him, what did I do? He didn't ask him, where did I come from? He said, whom do men say that I am? Then he said, who do you say that I am? Who are you? Who? That's personality. He's trying to see, do you really know me or not? Paul started, when Paul, Saul of Tarsus, Paul killing Christians because they don't understand what's going on. Jesus, they're killing Christians now because he think that's the way, because now the church at the time, which was the Pharisees and the Sadducees, don't believe in this resurrection or that everybody got the power. They don't believe in that. So we got to kill them, because the only way we're going to get rid of them is we kill them. So now Saul of Tarsus is going from city to city murdering the Christians. He going to y'all service. He going to knock on the door when y'all got the little meeting in your house, and he coming killing Christians. Him. The murderer. And then he had this moment on the road of Damascus with Jesus. Jesus knocks him off, light come, a bright light shine, and knock him off his beast. And he on the ground. And the first thing, this is the first question that Paul asked. He said, who art thou, Lord? That's the first question he asked. He didn't run, he didn't do it. First question he asked was, who are you? Because he understood. So we don't understand identity too much, but he understands, who are you? He understands, I got to get identity before I know what's going on next. Yeah. I won't know the next step. I won't know the next move. I won't know really what's going on until I find out who. Everybody say who. He said, who art thou, Lord? And then Jesus answered, he said, I'm Jesus Christ, the one you persecute. He says, hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And the next thing he said, I don't even understand what pricks was. I ain't know, but somehow Paul must have understood, because the next thing he says is, what will thou have me to do? But the first question he asks is who? So I can't even walk and be activated till I know who he is. Could it be true? Could it be that some of my failures, anybody ever failed before? Huh? Any of your prayers ever failed before? Right, I know you'd be like, well, they that wait upon the Lord. No, have your prayers ever, right? Or you endeavored to do something that you thought was, but it failed, right? So we got to be like real church, right? Amen, right? Right? Could it be that maybe the failure came from the fact that I was trying to walk in a principle or something without the power of the personality? Could it be that I was asking, Lord, what will thou have me to do, for asking him who? See, the who, we'll go back and listen to the city because it'll hit you later. The who is going to be the thing that enables the do. Amen. But you can do a lot of things and not make a lot of progress because you're not doing the thing like the who thing. I'm trying to say it. I'm trying to get it so it'll hit you. The who, the person, the who, the personality, being like Christ, being just like that. Not nothing else. No, I've lost myself now. I've died to myself so I can gain Christ. Yeah. Yet not I, but Christ living in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not, Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace. I don't frustrate the personality of Christ. I don't frustrate what he's willing to do and who he's willing to be, a living sacrifice on my behalf. And so here we are, I'm saying it again, it ain't gonna take me long, I'm gonna be done in a second. Here we are now, we've got to get over trying to honor the position without knowing the person. Yeah. Hey, can I give y'all a head start? You can't do it. If you're caught up on the position and you never ask the Lord about the person, you're losing. My mother texted me. We got a little text group called Family, and they got a little 100 and a little fist on there. That's our text group, amen. We got a little text group, and she sends in a text group, listen, and it's a text group with me and my family, me and my siblings and my older nieces and nephews, the ones that got phones. And she texts in the group, and she says this. Now, watch this. Now, this is us. This is not us. This is not us here at church before y'all. This is not us sending out something so that y'all can see that we are a holy family. There's none of that. This is just us talking amongst us. All right, and my mother reminds us that we cannot have familiarity to the point that we forget who he is.
Yes.
And then I say who he is. Are y'all listening to me? And she texts in the group and she says, listen, if y'all just listen to the CD from Sunday.
Yep.
And then she don't hold that back from y'all neither. Yep. But see, if y'all listen, can y'all do this? This is the group. She said, if y'all could just listen to the CD from Sunday once a day, until just one time a day until next Sunday, then you'll be ready for part two. What's going on? What's the point? It's another P. What's the point? Why are we doing this? Why does somebody say keep it? Why are we here right now? Why do we keep coming back to this place? Why are you? I'm gonna see y'all again Sunday, amen. I'm gonna see. I'm just going to come back to Darrow. What you doing? What are we doing? Are we being religious? Are we paying our dues? We don't take dues here. Or what are we doing? Or is it that we're picking up personality? Right, personality even goes past just how somebody walk or how somebody talk, but it's a deeper thing. If you allow the Holy Ghost to do it, because remember now, the flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee. It's not really a soul tie. But my Father, which is in heaven, but sometimes the Father, which is in heaven, can't reveal it to you because you ain't looking for it. And so we tend not to change. And we tend to stay the same way with the powerful message because we miss the person. This is what growth is called. This is what maturity. Maturity, maturing in the word, this is what that is. She said, if you listen to her, then you'll be ready for part two. What are we doing? Why I gotta keep listening to it? Because as I go over it again, the personality is gonna jump out. I caught the position on Sunday, but the personality. I wrote down some, y'all got some good notes, don't you? Some of y'all got notes after notes, notes upon notes upon notes upon notes. We got notes in the back of your Bible and your phone, and you got a notepad. You got part two in your notepad, and you got another notepad of notes. You got so many notes, you had to find notes. I picked the Bible up the other day, and I found notes from 2011. Notes, just notes. Just writing the scripture, and step one, and step two, and point three, and point four, and point five, and all that. And praise the Lord, all that's good, but it's all leading you towards a personality. And you have to continue. You have to, oh, it's another P. You have to persist and pursue. When you persist, when you're persistent with this and you pursue, you'll see the personality. And it's not hiding from you. But religion and tradition and a lot of these different things going through the motions have kept us away from a reality of identity. Kill the motions. Kill the hoops that you're jumping through. You won't have to worry about jumping through the hoops when you get the hoop. It'll be easy. You'll get above the hoop. You'll transcend it. But it's the person. So why do I listen to this over and over again? Why? Because the personality will begin to come out. And the person, Jesus is so excited about Peter saying that he's the Christ because that means somebody else in here hearing from the Father. Somebody else in here living like me. So he said, he started talking to Peter, said, oh, so you too, Peter. I'm excited now because I ain't the only one up in here getting the word. I ain't the only one up in here willing to die. They ain't getting no amens loud on that one. I ain't getting no amen loud on that one, Doug. See, yeah. I ain't the only one willing to put myself on the line. John 10:10 said the thief is coming out for to steal, kill, and destroy. We say the devil coming. No, he ain't talking about the devil. He's talking about people that don't know their personality. They're talking to you like they know. Go read it. Go read the context. I read my Bible. Go read John 10. He wasn't talking about the thief Satan came. No, he didn't. He wasn't talking about him. He's talking about people that came talk to you out your identity. Then he starts talking a different identity. He said, yeah, a hireling, he gonna run when the wolves come to get the sheep. But a shepherd, the real one, right? He gonna put his life on the line. Then he said, I'll put my life on the line because my father told me that I could lay it down. And he told me I could take it back up, so I ain't tripping. It's knowing the person. See, the power cam that you're trying to walk in is in the person, not in the principle. See, what comes first is the person. You know those statements, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Remember that? Y'all ever heard that before? You know, before there was a Bible, before there were principles, before there were laws and commandments, before there was all those different things, there was you created in God's image. Oh no, let's go. Before there was a commandment, before there was a disciple, a preacher, a reverend, or whatever, there was you created in God's image. Do you understand what God's saying when that scripture said he created you in his image, he made man in his image, and he added another one in your likeness? Before you had anything else, you had a personality. What personality you had? The personality of the Father. You hear me, Ariel? You hear me? You listen to me, huh? But we can catch ourselves, listen to me, and I'm saying this, we can catch ourselves going through the motions. So that's why I said to the apostle, and I said, Dad. I said that for a reason. I'm not talking about my physical dad. Because I'm past that. Are y'all understanding me? They got upset with Jesus because Jesus called himself the Son of God. They said, oh, he called himself the Son of God, making himself equal with God.
Right.
Y'all remember that? Yeah. Oh, he tripping. He can't be talking. He called himself the Son of God. Oh, he tripping. Who he think he is? It's identity. It's taking it personal. Everybody say taking it personal. Come on, say it again. Taking it personal. You listen to me? Taking it personal. You listen to me? So you got to take Jesus personal. Right? He in you. And he right down inside of you being who you are. And enabling you to do the same things that he doing. You listen to me? You listen to me, huh? He's right there showing you that you can do the same things that he does. And he's enabling you, and God is your father just like he's his father. And whatever he did while he was here, you can do it while you're here.
Amen.
You listen to me, huh? Yeah, right there on the inside. Right there. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The kingdom of God is within you. It's right there on the personality of Christ is right there on the inside of you. But the principles say, "Lo here," and the possessors say, "Lo there." No. Right there, the kingdom of God is where? On the inside of who?
Me.
Wow. Are you telling me that the kingdom of God is on the inside of you?
Yes.
See, the power is there already. But the reason I can't unlock it because I hadn't unlocked the personality. See, I give you the keys. The personality is the key. I couldn't give you the keys unless you knew the person. Come on. I couldn't give you the keys. The key is that you know who you are. And who you are is the access to everything you have.
Amen. That's awesome.
You don't know who you are for a quick second. Right now, if you forgot who you are right now, you could not find your way to your car because you don't know which car is yours. Your identity, everybody say identity. Since we don't know about an identity thing. All right, let's talk about identity for a quick second. If you don't know who you are, then you can't find your car. Even if you stumble up and somebody show you where your car at, because sometimes that happens when the preacher comes, he's trying to show you where your car at, but you can't find your way to your house. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know where you're driving, so you're lost. The Bible says seek and save that which is lost. If you don't know the person and you don't know your personality, are you lost? Come on, you don't know who you are. So now you all your license and all that stuff, your code for your alarm at your house, the keys, you don't know which keys to use now. If you got a debit card, you don't know your PIN number, so you can't access nothing that you got because you don't know who you are. Everybody say personal.
Personal.
Oh, yeah, it's personal now because we're talking about your possessions right now, right quick, right? Yeah. You don't know who them clothes for. You don't know where your room at. You pretty much don't know nothing if you don't know who you are.
Amen.
Like, what do you know if you don't know who you are? Quick second. If you don't know you, Denisha, what do I know? I can't access nothing that belongs to me because I don't know who I am. I can't get, I could have $1 billion in the bank. It don't matter. I don't know who I am, so I can't access it. I'm just around here talking noise. Come on, amen, church. Come on, come on. The body of Christ be like that a lot. We around here talking noise about a good God that you don't know. Call him the Father right quick. I could have millions in there, but if I don't know who I am, then I don't know my numbers, nor can I tell somebody and prove to them who I am. I can't even prove that I got access. They tell you, y'all ever been on there and you forgot something? You forgot your password or you forgot how to get something, so they're going to ask you, what's your social security number? Huh? And you got to be careful with the social security number because people will take your social security number and assume your personality and buy some stuff you wasn't trying to buy. Get some loans you wasn't trying to lend, right? You wasn't trying to get, right? But if I don't even know who I am, then I can't even prove who I am. So how do I prove who I am? How do I prove who he is if I don't know who I am? My witness is immediately dead because I didn't take it personal. Wow. Say your last name.
Jackson.
Come on, say it right quick.
Jackson.
Don't nobody worry about that. Don't nobody care. Don't nobody really care. Say it one more time.
Christ.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That Christ, so don't nobody else care about that other stuff.
Right.
Jesus I know. And Paul I know, but who are you? That story about the seven sons of Sceva to go in there talking about we're in the name of Paul and the name of what Jesus said, we're going to come in and they whoop their tail, whoop them out their clothes. Because you don't know who you are. You came up here trying to represent another man. You trying to come up here with somebody else's power. Well, you got the power on the inside of you. And all they're trying to show you is that the same thing that's in me is in you. That's all Jesus' message was. Go read it. If you go read in the gospel, you know, I'll be saying getting the gospels all the time. If you go read them, his whole message was, what I'm going to do, you can do it. He never was bragging and saying, I got all this power, but you ain't got it. Every time he decided to do something and have power, he was like, be it unto you according to your faith. I'm trying to deal with your personality. I'm trying to show you who you are.
Yes.
Make it personal. Yes, you got the principles. Yes, you got some things. Let the principles lead you to the person. The person of who you are begins to change. All of our problems because we don't know who we are personally. All the problems that we have with other people because we don't know who we are personally. Sometimes in our homes we got disagreements just because we don't know who we are personally. We don't know who Christ made us as a person, as him. We don't know. And so the search begins and the search keeps going that we're looking for the person. Don't get caught up on everything else and all the other stuff that's going on. If we get the person, one thing is needful. Remember he said one thing is needful? You remember Mary and Martha? I got real quick. Remember Mary and Martha? It was funny. I realized what it was. We used to say over the years, what's that one thing? Well, it's faith. What's that one thing? It's submission. What's that one thing? It's I don't know what it is, right? We come up with all these things. We thought that one thing that Mary had that it was doing that the other ones wasn't doing because Martha was doing a lot of work. But the one thing that was needful, and it's funny that where she was sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to who he is. And Tasha, that's all we need. We don't need nothing else. If I could get that one thing, then all the other things that I've been praying about for the last 52,000 years will come to pass once I got the person. Because the production comes from the person. Are y'all listening to me? Amen, amen, amen. 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 Father, I ask that you enlighten our hearts in a special way. And Holy Spirit, you go deep down into us and show us, unveil and reveal to us who we are in you and who you are in us. and the true being of who we are in Christ. I thank you for all distractions, all things that are bothering us, are blocking us, are keeping us from seeing the things that we should. Move them out the way, Lord. And shut them down, quiet them down. Well, we'll quiet them down in the name of Jesus so that we can see who you called us to be, not just in a position, but as a personality. Not as just having some kind of name or trying to make a name for ourselves, but taking upon the name of Jesus in that character. We thank you so much, God, that you're changing us from the inside. You're changing our minds from the inside. And we bless you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the first things that was attacked in the Garden of Eden was identity. Listen to what I'm saying. God created man in his image and his likeness and then told him what to do and told him, not only did he tell him who he was, but he told him that he can name other things. And so the first attack with the tree and the first deception of the serpent and one of the first things that they attacked was the identity, because immediately when they eat from the tree, eat something other than the tree of life. Jesus is the tree of life. John 15 talks about it, right? Yeah, John over there. John, Jesus, tree of life. You eat from that tree, and now you done forgot. Now you done called yourself naked, and that ain't exist. And now you're scared when there wasn't nothing to be scared of. Immediately attacked identity. The attack. Listen to me. The attack will always be on your identity. Don't let nobody take your person of Christ from you. Don't let nobody take who you really are from you. You're not black, you're not white, you're not last, wherever you, no, you are Christ. Say, I am Christ. Christ. Come on, understand that. Amen. 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 You are dismissed.